I'm Don Fierstead on 96.9, and you are listening to KDLO Outdoors. Now we head down to the Sioux Falls Game Fish and Parks offices. Biologist Dave Lucchese. And Dave, up around Brookings, I suppose maybe a couple lakes around Brookings and Lake Ponce that are probably getting the fishing pressure, aren't they?
Yeah, I think so. You know, the reports have been kind of scarce with Christmas, and then the shot of really cold weather, even though, you know, people are out there. I was out and about a little bit yesterday and saw three parties out on brush. Now, they weren't driving out there. They were taking four-wheelers, and they were kind of clustered on the south side of the lake. But my guess is, based on our lake surveys, they're probably getting some perch out there. You know, it's got a decent perch population, and it also does have some really big walleyes, pretty good numbers of big walleyes. The other spot was just right in town in Brookings. There's a guy out on Dakota Nature Park West. Of course, the East Lake has been stocked with trout, and that's a pretty popular fishery. They ice fish for those rainbows, and it's a lot of fun. You get to see a fish go from 16, maybe up to 8 foot, to take your bait in a matter of seconds. So it's kind of fun to watch on the Vexilar. I think the rest of the folks are headed to Ponset and Whitewood. I've heard mixed reports on Whitewood. Some people, 2 weeks ago or so, were getting limits. I heard one more recent report saying it was getting a little bit tougher. I heard a report, a guy saying that they were getting quite a few northern pike, too. All you have to do is put a minnow down with something, and they were picking up pike. But that seems to be a pretty good spot to go. My guess is not too long from now you're going to see a lot of people out driving on the ice. But I think right now probably err on the safe side, four-wheelers or walk at this point.
Well, Dave Lucchese out of the Sioux Falls and Brookings Game Fish and Parks offices, thank you. Now we head up north of Pier on the Gray Goose Road at the Sheehan Waterfall Unit. Tim Withers with the Game Fish and Parks. And Tim, are there getting to be more and more Canadian honkers and mallards around lately?
You know, it seems like was a pretty decent push of birds on Saturday over kind of that day was the main one. They were kind of moving ahead of the ice that was, forming up, further up the lake. We did see some birds come in. Still have quite a few of the smaller, the lessers. They're still around. In fact, there was actually Saturday, guys were still seeing white fronts flying around, which that happened to close Sunday. So,
yeah.
It kind of got a mix of a variety of birds. Seem to be moving around a lot more now with this cold and everything. They're finally going to some feed. Have to at least come out to feed a little bit.
So Lake Oahe maybe froze all the way from Bismarck maybe to just north of Pier.
Yeah, the way it looked on the satellite imagery stuff yesterday afternoon when I checked it, it looked like from Whitlock's on down it was open. Of course the little bays throughout all the way down are freezing up. Like Cow Creek is mostly, most of it is froze, and a good portion of Okobojo Creek, that one looking, that's kind of freezing up. Once that wind went down yesterday, it was so bitter cold, it didn't take it long to get some ice on things.
Are you getting some pretty good hunting pressure and groups out?
It's kind of varies from day to day. Some days there's, rather busy, not real bad for this time of year. For this, during the holidays, we see a lot more, but we'll have busy days, and then days like, today there was, half a dozen groups is all. So it's just kind of, I think the number of the birds, guys are struggling a little bit, but, so at least they're getting some birds, but, hasn't been over-pressured anyway.
If they have questions, what's the number there at the goose trailer at the Sheehan Waterfall Unit?
And give us a call here at area code 605-264-5380.
Tim Withers with the Game Fish and Parks North of Pier at the Sheehan Waterfall Unit. Thank you. Well, now we head up to the Webster offices of Game, Fish, and Parks. Biologist Dr. Brian Blackwell, and as far as fishing, what I hear around here is Waw Bay is a go-to lake so far this month.
Yeah, Waw Bay has been our busiest water for sure. The north end is where it started, as it typically does, on that Buckshot area. And then we kind of move in, there's some activity in the refuge. I hear some decent reports out of there, as well as down in the southeast part of the lake. They're catching some fish down there. So Waw Bay is a place to be. Some people are doing well, and then others aren't doing as well. Lots of nice perch coming, as well as a few walleyes.
Are they accessing the lake from the north, south, and west?
Right, yeah. I think, you know, the ice conditions have improved a lot in the last few days, and I'd say by this weekend they'll be driving, you know, pretty much on at every access that's available. But a lot of the people are coming in up on that Buckshot area right now. I'd say the majority of the people are driving on and going on there right now.
There's probably a confidence of catching walleyes and perch higher on Waw Bay this year that maybe it even is on Bitter.
Yeah, you know, our perch numbers are good up there. Bitter Lake perch, our abundance of adult fish is down from what it was a few years ago. We did see some young of the year perch coming into the system this year, so in a few years, hopefully our perch numbers are up on Bitter and we'll have a better chance of catching some perch down there. The way you catch some Bitter is really big.
How about as far as Bitter now on access and fishing?
Right now, the access, you know, people are accessing on the north end pretty easily. I think they were starting to see some vehicles out there. That Bagley Bay area, there was people going on there. Over on the west side on the Casillas, there's still some open water from what I'm hearing. Sounds like there's some steam you can see. So I think some geese kept some areas open there, so you want to be careful in that area. But I'm generally, you know, people are getting around with no problem with ATVs right now, and I'd say by this weekend we'll probably see vehicles everywhere on the lake.
Well, do you have any information on blue dog or enemy or pickerel or linn in lakes up north?
Yeah, there's been a little bit of activity on enemy swim. Not much of a bite there yet, but we're starting to see some people. Yesterday was the first day people started driving on the lake. We saw a couple vehicles drive out there. South Buffalo's been fairly busy. I think there was 11 shacks on the lake yesterday. Mainly catching northern pike is what we've been hearing. I think with the ice conditions improving, I think we'll definitely start seeing some people fishing some of these other waters here in the future.
As far as Linn Lake or Opitz, anything?
No, I haven't heard anything out of Linn. I know some people have tried Opitz, but I really haven't heard much of a bite there yet. I would expect Opitz to have a pretty good strong bite for small walleyes as well as a few perch mixed in. Perch numbers look good in Opitz. We just haven't really had much of a perch bite the last few winters, even though we've had good population up there. Maybe this is the winter we'll start seeing some of those perch being caught.
Rush or horseshoe?
Nothing out of either one of those. You know, South Rush last week had a fair amount of open water on it. Yesterday it sounded like the things had froze up, so hopefully that one will firm up pretty good so we don't have any incidents out there. So maybe we'll start seeing some activity on that here in the next week or so. Horseshoe, just haven't heard anything happening down there as of yet.
Do you think there's an abundance or a good population of perch and walleyes on Horseshoe?
Yeah, I'd say both are looking pretty good. You know, walleye numbers are decent. Perch, in the last few years, we've had, you know, strong numbers of smaller perch. We haven't seen many of the bigger perch that were there, I'd say, 3-4 years ago. But hopefully, you know, they grew this year and we'll start seeing some of those fish be caught.
Brian Blackwell, Dr. Brian Blackwell, biologist of the Webster Game, Fish, and Parks, thank you.
Stay with us. There's more KDLO Outdoors.
Well, in some additional information, the Isaac Walton Lakes Ice Fishing Derby on Lake Kempeska this Saturday, December 30th, will be held. The fishing times are 1 to 5 o'clock. Headquarters, the prop at Stony Point. Weigh in your fish either at Kempeska Lodge or the prop. And two cash prizes for the largest walleye each hour, up to $400 in cash drawings, even if you don't fish. And prizes for the largest crappie, perch, northern pike, and bass. and largest perch age 12 and under. And tickets are available that day at the prop or throughout town before the tournament. But don't miss it, the Ike's Ice Fishing Derby this Saturday, December 30th, 1 to 5 on Lake Impesca. Then coming up January 13th and 14th, the Ice Fishing Tournament for Stump Wilkins Benefit. And $75, a two-person team, 80% payback. And bring the kids. There's an ice fishing clinic covering tips and ice safety. And that'll be Sunday following the weigh-ins, free rod and reel for the first 25 kids. And if you want some more information, you can log on to fishinforstump.com. Or you can call Mike Zell, 350-2778. Again, it'll be January 13th and 14th from noon Saturday to noon Sunday, or give Ryan Sauter a call, 690-5481. January 13th, Bitter Lake, the SD Ice X, $20 entry fee. Now, this is open to all members of the Armed Forces, past, present, and their guests. Door prizes and other prizes. Check-in and rules at the Bitter Lake Lodge. If you want some more information on that at Bitter Lake coming up January 13th, call Todd at 881-8107 or Jerry, 216-2970. Then on Lake Ponset, the 4th Annual Fishing for Miracles, Miracle Children's Network, their tournament down there, local people putting it on January 19th from 3 o'clock to January 20th at 3 o'clock, weigh-in Saturday, right there at the golf course. And if you want some information about this, and it sold out last year, call Corey Schaefer, 520-3704, Doug Fries, 880-2573. And again, that is January 19th and 20th. And then in February, it's a Grass Lake Conservation Club. It's their 21st tournament. It's on Dry Lake and Grass Lake. 1 to 5 o'clock, $10 tickets, and that again coming up on February 3rd, and tickets available around the area, the Lodge, the Proud Angler, and other places for the Grass Lake Tournament. For the Outdoor Show, I'm Don Fierstead. Now we travel up to the Watertown offices of Game, Fish, and Parks, and Conservation Officer Bryce McVicker, and fishing around here, it seems like we're gaining an inch or two of ice on a regular basis. Goose Lake, Compesca, Pelican, getting any fishing pressure?
Yeah, like you said, we've really gained some good ice around here. Makes us at Game Fishing Park sleep a lot better at night when we know folks are out on good ice. But starting with Goose Lake, we haven't seen anybody out on there yet, so no fishing report as far as Goose Lake. Pelican, we're starting to see more and more people. Most of them are fishing the east end of the lake, picking up a walleye or two. We're starting to see those walleye and pelican growing pretty good. The year class in there that's about 3 years old, they're getting really close to keeper length. And then there is a year class in there that's up around the 19 to 22 inch range, which has been nice. East end of the lake, or far west end of Pelican Lake, there was a spot where the Canada geese kept some open water there. So kind of be cautious of that area there out from the state boat ramp. Compesca got pretty good ice all the way around it. A little bit of choppy ice up in the northeast corner of the lake, but not a bad fishing report there. Mostly smaller walleye, but there has been some panfish mixed in with a crappie and a perch.
The crappie bite, maybe, do you think it's going on that City Park area again?
Yeah, I think if you're going to get into the crappie this year, that's definitely the part of the lake where it's going to happen.
Just out in that mud flat, it seems like it's the last 3-4 years they've been there, so naturally that's where a lot of fishermen start out. In Clark or south or north, any word from people? Dry Lake or Grass Lake, any word?
Yeah, Clark County's been pretty good. Not quite as many fishermen over there as we're seeing like up in Day County and in there. But north end of Clark County, Cottonwood has been one of our busier lakes in the area. Very good perch coming off there, very good walleye bite. Move south through the county, Reed Lake at Indian Springs have had a few fishermen on it here and there. No great reports yet. And then dry lake number two, we're seeing some anglers out there, mostly catching walleye so far, just waiting for that perch bite to take off.
And then the Florence area, grass or dry, any fishing pressure?
Very little. We're seeing an angler or two out on both of those lakes every weekend. Nothing real great yet. The walleye fishing's been better on dry than it has been on grass. It'll be interesting to see if we can get some more fish out of grass as that body of water just continues to lose depth from month to month.
And the trout pond, I haven't seen. I go by that maybe every other day in Watertown on 3rd Avenue. Haven't seen a few fishermen out there, but it should be have a lot of trout in it.
Yeah, I took a handful of calls on 3rd Avenue Pond over the Christmas break. Families in town with younger kids wanting a place that's easy, close to town to go to. That's a really nice place to go and catch a mixed bag of fish. And yeah, the rainbow trout are usually what people are targeting. So if they made it through the late summer there, then that should be a pretty good opportunity.
Bryce McVicker out of the Watertown Office of Game, Fish, and Parks, thank you.
This has been Don Fierstead with KDLO Outdoors. Listen each and every Thursday for all your hunting and fishing information throughout eastern South Dakota, western Minnesota, and out at the Missouri River. KDLO Outdoors, each and every Thursday.